Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Ridiculous Crime is a production of iHeartRadio.
Yo, Elizabeth Dutton.
Hey, Zarin Burnett.
It's me, Zarin Burnett.
Oh, hey, Zarin Burnett.
Yes, I had a question for you while you were here, Zarin Burnett. So, yes. Do you know what's ridiculous?
I do.
You want to share it with Zarin Burnett?
Yeah, I do want to share it with Zarin Burnett. So, mashups.
Oh, Christ.
Well, no. Calm down. Uh-huh. Calm down. I mean, technically, I like to think of it as one product meeting another product that are not in the same,
rock meets rap, and then all of a sudden I got the Judgment Night soundtrack.
Precisely. Like that is exactly what that is, a mashup.
Okay.
Right there. But also, those are two musical things.
Yes,
I like it when it's like a clothing product and a food product, or a bathroom product and a skyscraper.
And a food product.
Yeah, come on, let's be honest. Okay, so this isn't a mashup in my book.
Okay.
But it's ridiculous.
Ooh, I'm listening.
It's food related. It's like still ridiculous
listening.
Food, which is going to be like my little sub-segment on this show, ridiculous food. So the Kraft Heinz Company.
Yes, I'm familiar. Yes,
they're
yes.
ridiculous.
Maker of fine ketchups and cheeses.
Yes, they unveiled the Heinz Remix. Remix.
See, musical.
There it is.
All right.
It's the first customizable and IoT, Internet of Things, like touchscreen enabled digital sauce dispenser that is going to let, as they say, consumers personalize their own flavor creations.
So I could like hack in and like make somebody's sauce go crazy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So here's the thing. They tout that it was developed in record speed, 6 months from initial brief to the physical product. Doesn't that feel like in a movie, that's when it's like, oh, we did this too fast, and then now it's going to like become sentient and kill people with sauce?
Uh-huh. The sauce 2000?
Yes. Like, no, you didn't do the proper testing. Anyway, there are over 200 potential sauce combinations.
Now Skynet is conscious.
It's part of their away from home division, which means this doesn't go in your house, unfortunately.
Is this like a fine restaurant? Is this like a fun, flirty thing for couples to do?
Mm-hmm. It's like, here's the thing. Okay. So first you select from a range of bases.
Uh-huh.
So Heinz ketchup.
Okay.
Ranch.
Okay.
57 sauce.
Uh-huh.
And barbecue sauce.
Okay. So I'm making like a secret sauce out of these?
No, that's the base.
Oh,
that's the foundation.
And all
then,
four?
No.
One of them. Okay. Okay.
Then you personalize it further with one or more, quote, enhancers.
So like sriracha.
Jalapeno.
Uh-huh.
Or jalapeno.
Uh-huh.
Smoky chipotle.
Ew. Okay.
Chipotle is pretty good.
Buffalo.
Yeah.
And mango.
Buffalo as in the flavor of the animal
or the city? No, it's the city. It's dirt from Buffalo.
Smells like the
and
city.
Then the intensity level, low, medium, or high.
Mm-hmm.
So that means someone out there can be brewing up high intensity mango ranch.
Ooh, I want low intensity buffalo ketchup.
That's good.
Right?
I want high intensity smoky chipotle. Well, you can do more than one. Smoky chipotle buffalo mango ranch.
Wow. You're practically a food influencer at this point.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Pretty much. So this, like I said, they're in restaurants, in fine restaurants. They also...
Can I gift somebody one of these?
Yeah, sure. Yeah? Who's going to stop you? I'm not going to stop you. It's, you know, they're responding to consumer trends, basically, and they're disrupting the whole food service.
Does Sharper
sauce
Image still exist? Can I or go to Sharper
or
Image and
Hemmiger,
get one of these?
Schlemmiger, whatever yeah, it's called.
Exactly. Where do I go
yeah,
to order
Sharper
one
Image.
Of these?
Just go down to Sharper Image and tell me about what happens when you ask for the Heinz remix. That's ridiculous.
The old
ridiculous
store in San Francisco's gone. I know that much.
Yeah, I know. It's totally gone.
We're all the, anyway.
That, too, is ridiculous.
That's wild, dude.
Everything is ridiculous.
Well, if you got a second, you know what else is ridiculous?
What?
Okay. I got one for you, Elizabeth.
Yields.
Okay. Last year, I was reading about this. The socialite, she lost her little baby, which happened to be a dog. Uh-huh. And the socialite, she feared that her cute little animal child had been stolen and was going to be ransomed off. So, you know, but this sounds like, you know, oh, that you're being hyperbolic. Why would you think that? But she had good reason, because she had been the victim of a target of thieves. And I'm talking like the bling ring, right? She had been the target of the bling ring. So she was worried. But this wasn't some, you know, jewelry and cloud-obsessed L.A. kids who'd hit her. This was pet nabbing, Elizabeth.
I don't like this.
Yeah. So what did this worried socialite do? Well, there was a priceless and precious life on the line, namely her dog Diamond Baby. So
Diamond Baby.
How could the socialite get her beloved dog back, Elizabeth? Well, first she hired a team of pet psychics. When that failed to recover her missing pooch, next she turned to a pet detective. Did that work? Well, we'll find out.
Oh.
This is Ridiculous Crime, a podcast about absurd and outrageous capers, heists, and cons. It's always 99% murder-free and 100% ridiculous. Elizabeth.
Zarin.
I got a question for you.
Yes.
Well, not really a question, but like...
A statement?
A string of words.
This isn't so much a question, but a comment.
This is, yeah, exactly. Long-time listener, first-time caller. I want to talk to you about pet detectives, priceless fur babies, and the socialite Paris Hilton.
I'm ready.
All right. You know how Paris Hilton, right? She's like a skin mommy to a bunch of pets.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And I'm sure you know she's also been known to sport a little handbag pooch or two, right? And she likes to keep those things on her, right?
Yeah. You know,
but in her case, that thing is a fluffy chihuahua. Now, you have to understand, Elizabeth, Paris Hilton's pet chihuahua is no ordinary fur baby.
Of course not.
No. I mean, like back in 2015, the New York Post, well, they ran a headline that said, or really I should say declared, how Paris Hilton's chihuahua changed the world forever.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. That was a legit headline.
Really?
I'm not even kidding. No. So is it hyperbolic? Yes. Is it possibly overrated? But yes, exactly.
the dog brokered peace in the Middle East.
It did. It finally, that's how we got the Abraham Accords. But anyway, inaccurate? Not exactly. Because as I learned from the article, Elizabeth, I read it. And in there, they discuss how Paris Hilton's chihuahua was at that time the most famous animal in the world. Right. Yeah. We're talking early 2000s.
I debate that, but yes. Go on.
I'm glad you did, because I have the New York Post right here to debate you. Here we go. According to the New York Post, quote, back in 2003, Tinkerbell made her television debut on The Simple Life, opposite her eccentric owner. Featured on the poster for the show, Tinkerbell was an instant breakout star, a real life Bruiser Woods. The fabulously privileged Tinkerbell quickly became not only the world's most famous pet, but the world's most famous animal. See, it's right there in print, Elizabeth.
Who's Bruiser Woods?
From Elle Woods' dog from Legally Blonde.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
that's what she was modeling. It's art imitating life, imitating art.
And this was on her show? The dog was on Paris Hilton's dog?
Yeah, with Nicole Richie, A Simple Life. You don't watch TV.
When was this?
It's like 2003.
Oh, I wasn't born yet.
Yeah, no, you were just a wee babe.
Yeah.
A glimmer in your mommy's eye.
Yeah, it didn't exist yet.
So their puppy ended up becoming a trendsetter, Elizabeth. I'll just tell you all about it, right?
Okay, please, yeah.
So back to the Post. Because,
like, of course.
Yeah, quote, the heiress is often credited with the rise of the pet as accessory. But while Tinkerbell certainly looked great in a purse, there was no denying the bond between the starlet and her closest friend. In fact, the Post goes on to credit the dog with humanizing Paris Hilton. The doggy proved that the heiress wasn't just some vapid, empty-eyed, vacant-stared coat hanger, but she loved dogs. She's just like us.
And I was like, does she carry the dog in a purse because the dog lost its legs and it has no legs?
No, but the dog had legs.
It's a worm dog?
No, it's just it really liked being close to her and being, you know, it knew what it was in for.
Yeah.
Right? And it also was down to show that Paris Hilton had recognizable human emotion.
Mm.
Like, it was like, this is my job. I make her look human.
I can keep something alive.
Exactly. So Tinkerbell the Chihuahua becomes a star on her own, or its own. I don't know if it's a male or female. Anyway, the dog, by the way, passed away in 2015. Sadly,
sorry to hear that.
So she loses the bell, devastates Paris, right? Mm-hmm. But she soldiers on, Elizabeth, and she purchases a replacement Chihuahua. Or actually, like three, four of them, a bunch of them, right? Fast forward to last year.
Uh-huh.
On September 19th, 2022, Paris Hilton posted that her new beloved Chihuahua was missing.
Dun, dun, dun. No.
Government name, Diamond Baby, missing.
Diamond Baby, the greatest.
Paris Hilton posted this video to inform the world that her fur baby was, out there, possibly taken, and she said, quote, was at a loss for words. But somehow the socialite, she managed to muddle through and type a very lengthy Instagram caption.
Of course.
And she struggled against her wordlessness and was victorious. And Paris found the syllables, and she strung together a whole, well, it doesn't matter, I won't read it all to you anyway, but according to Paris Hilton, Diamond Baby went missing on September 14th. And you see, they were having a photo shoot, and
of course,
she was also moving, and there were movers in her house, and according to the Daily Mail, Paris Hilton was, quote, away from her 8 million pound Hollywood Hills home, and a workman is believed to have left a side door open.
Oh.
Boom. Just like Kaiser Soze, her dog was gone, right? Or was he?
Oh.
Yeah, perhaps he didn't just run out, but instead he was dog-napped, Elizabeth.
Mm.
Yeah, so what would any worried skin mommy do?
Post on Nextdoor.
Exactly. She didn't do that. She posted everywhere.
Oh.
She just posted all over the internet, right? So Paris Hilton immediately commits to doing, quote, everything in her power to get Diamond Baby back, as Newsweek reported in a lengthy and heart-filled Monday Instagram post. The 41-year-old explained, I just love that. In a lengthy post, the 41-year-old explained, anyway.
I'm too old for this.
Yeah, exactly. But moving on, Paris Hilton takes to Instagram to let her fans and friends know how, quote, incredibly hard it's been on her to live without Diamond Baby. And she said, quote, I feel like part of me is missing and nothing is the same without her here. Diamond Baby is my everything, truly like a daughter to me. We were inseparable. She was my best friend, always by my side. Now,
that dog's doing a lot of emotional labor.
Totally. I feel so bad for Diamond Baby. Now, Paris also took to Instagram to write, and I quote, my family and friends have been helping me search high and low throughout my entire neighborhood and have gone door to door, but we still haven't found her. So
I wish I lived in that neighborhood. And she knocks on my door and I go, coyote got it.
Well, she takes her hunt and turns it over to professionals, right? So she'd been telling her followers, quote, I've been scared to put out an APB to the public for her because people can be cruel, and I worry about her safety, but I'm desperate. And the more time that passes, the farther away I feel from the chances are of me getting her back. So, you know.
I mean, I'm laughing at her, but also, my God, that's a horrible feeling.
Yeah, you feel for her.
Yeah, I
know
I do.
You do. You're a pet lover, right? And whatever, damn the chances. She wants her fur baby back. So she pleads, if you have any tips about Diamond Baby's whereabouts, or you feel like you have seen her, please reach out to the email address finddiamondbaby@gmail.com.
Oh my God, I'm signing that up for every new one.
I knew you were going to write that one down. Anyway, so she concludes her lengthy Instagram post with a promise of a reward. There will be a big reward for her return and no questions asked. Please, please, please email if you know anything. And please keep an eye out for my fur baby. I added the fur part.
Oh.
Anyway, to let her friends and followers and fans know how serious she was, all right, and how much she was missing her four-legged child, she also added, we have hired a pet detective, a dog whisperer, a pet psychic, and are looking into dog-finding drones now.
Yes. Yes.
Can we just take a moment for dog-finding drones?
Oh, God, yeah.
And also dog whisperer. I just love both of those.
I want to get a job as a pet psychic. Does that pay well?
I don't know. I assume so. Because it's one of those things, like, it's so silly, you figure they have to charge a lot.
Yeah.
Now, let's say you have Paris Hilton money, Elizabeth.
Uh-huh.
Which one are you spending your money on to find your missing fur
baby?
To get
the dog?
Yeah. The drones, the detective, the psychic, the dog whisperer.
Well, I mean, you got to take a step back. She lives, what, you said in the Hollywood Hills or something?
Yeah.
I mean, if it did get out and go running, it's a predator got it, is my guess. It's a chihuahua.
It's a pretty good guess.
I think that if it's chipped and a neighbor found it, they mm-hmm. take it to a vet, get it chipped.
I assume it's, I think all dogs these days are chipped, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
When you get them?
Yeah, yeah.
Especially and, dogs like that, high-end dogs.
Yeah, exactly. And so then did a mover steal the dog? Mm-hmm. In which case, like, I don't know. Right now...
So who are you going to spend your money on to get back your dog?
Yeah, I don't... I think
you got Paris Hilton's checkbook.
I think the detective.
Ah, good call.
And I'm going to authorize maximum force.
I want armed Pinkertons on this one.
Yes.
So despite her cadre of pet psychics, dog-finding drones, dog whisperers, and your pet detectives, time passes and still no Diamond Baby.
No.
So what does she do best? She throws more money at the problem. She redoubles her effort. On October 3rd, she reports back to her followers, I've spoken to 7 credible pet mediums, communicators, that all say she is alive and that someone has her. And then she basically went on to say that she has hope, right?
So, well, yeah, as long as she's alive, if the dog's supposed to be alive, though, she'll keep paying the mediums.
Yes, but she's
unwilling.
So I'm going
to say, oh, yeah, that thing's alive.
Exactly. You know the mediums are going to have one message. Just, uh-huh. Yes, I'm almost getting a message. I think I can almost hear the dog barking.
Yeah.
Give me a little more money. I can uh-huh. possibly strengthen the signal.
Exactly.
Anyway, so she's like, well, one thing I won't pay for. You know what that is? A reward.
Oh.
Yeah. She'd offered a reward of $10,000, and she was down to drop about 10 grand a day on psychics and mediums
yeah.
and everything else. But she says she would not offer more money. Why? Her security team. Paris Hilton claimed her security team told her, my dogs might have become targets for some sick creep that might try and kidnap them for reward. Sad to me that we even have to worry about something like that. But unfortunately, there are some real messed up people in this world.
Oh, so she's thinking if she gives a high value, then the other dogs will get.
Or, yeah, her other dogs will get kidnapped or that they'll hold the dog out for more. I don't know what it is. That basically, she's worried that if you put a market price on it, the market will go,
But if they kidnapped it for ransom, wouldn't they have left a ransom note?
Good point, right?
In
very
chalk
good
on
point.
Her driveway.
So the Daily Mail stayed on top of the story because they knew
God.
He wanted updates. And so they said, quote, Miss Hilton is said to have not given up hope for her baby, which lives in a 280-pound doggy mansion and wears a 35,000-pound diamond-encrusted collar. And as a family and friend confided to the tabloid, quote, she's heartbroken, will never give up on Diamond Baby.
Was Diamond Baby wearing the collar when it
probably
disappeared?
I'm assuming so.
Interesting.
Right? Now, Elizabeth, prepare to be shocked.
Yeah.
She gave up on Diamond Baby.
God darn it.
After 18 days, Paris Hilton
18
opted,
days?
Yeah, she opted to end the biggest dog hunt in Hollywood history. That was in quotes in the Daily Mail. She'd been spending, as I told, an average 10 grand per day for 18 days. We're up to 180 grand at this uh-huh. point on finding the dog, right? Uh-huh. She's at this point decides to listen to the voice of Elizabeth, or as I call it, the voice of nature, because nature was whispering to her that Diamond Baby is likely at this moment being turned into a coyote.
Yeah.
She's
yeah.
like, you know, the dog was probably got picked up by a hungry coyote and is now coyote fuel, mm-hmm. if one might say politely.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the experts came to this conclusion and they told her this because they had lived in SoCal for a while and they knew this is what happens
yes,
down there.
Exactly.
Do you remember that one dad who tweeted about how he was going out and getting shelter cats for his
yes.
girl and then the shelter cats would get out of the house and get taken by a coyote and he'd go get another shelter cat and look just like it? And someone was like, bro, you're just feeding shelter cats to coyotes.
Exactly. Exactly.
So everybody in SoCal knows this
Everyone
is how
knows.
It goes, right?
Yeah.
Now, the second reason that the experts came to this conclusion is most importantly, as you called, no ransom calls.
Yeah.
Ransom people were like, we got to get the money somehow, right?
Yeah.
So now Paris Insider, they told the Daily Mail, quote, it's not looking good. It's been a massive hunt with global publicity, but we've not had a single sighting. Usually in a case like this, there are multiple sightings if a dog is roaming loose.
Yeah.
If Diamond Baby had been dognapped, we would have expected a ransom demand by now, but there have been no calls.
It was a hawk.
Yeah, exactly. 2 months later, just in time for holiday season photos, Paris Hilton unveiled her latest love of her life. She replaced her dog with a cat. A Bengal cat named Cutesy. Government name, Cutesy Hilton. And so look, there you go. A happy ending.
There it is.
Yeah.
Hooray.
So let's take a little short break and we'll be back with more pet nabbing and also the stories of dedicated pet detectives.
Yes. Springtime is all about fresh air and fresh starts. And it's the perfect time to give a fresh look at Simply Safe Home Security. It's the only home security system I use and recommend. Here's why I love it. With the days getting longer and the weather warming up, we're out and about a lot more. And that applies to criminals, too. I don't have to worry because Simply Safe blankets my whole home in protection.
It has sensors to detect break-ins, fires, floods, and more. And there are indoor and outdoor cameras to keep watch over my property day and night. It's not just cameras. SimpliSafe has professional monitoring agents who keep watch on your home when you aren't there. Agents can stop crime in real time by speaking to intruders through the wireless indoor camera, warning them that they're being recorded and the police are on their way. Sounds great, right? There's no contract, and they offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. So trying SimpliSafe is risk-free. Get 20% off any new SimpliSafe system when you sign up for Fast Protect monitoring. Just visit simplisafe.com/ridiculouscrime. That's simplisafe.com/ridiculouscrime. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Okay, Elizabeth, we're back.
Okay.
Now, you want to revisit the question? You got, Paris Hilton money. Are you spending it on the pet psychic, pet whisperer, owner-operator, dog-finding drones, pet detective, or the pound to get a new pet?
Oh, to get a new pet? Yeah. Pound, baby!
I thought you may
rethink. You got a rescue!
Yeah. No. I thought you might rethink your answers on that if I gave you another option.
Rescue.
So, in my research for this story, I came across a bunch of bummer stories, but I didn't want to give you a bunch of those, so I found some heartwarming stories, and I found one that kind of splits the middle. And this one is, it's ridiculous.
Okay.
And it comes to us from our friends down in Australia.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. There was a family in Queensland. A dog went missing. Dog was a Maltese cross, and it had a great name. Its nickname was Limey. Government name, Lime Lip.
Lime Lip?
Lime Lip, like green lip, Lime Lip.
Okay.
Yeah. I love that name. I'm like, Lime Lip. That's so,
Lime Lip.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, Lime Lip belonged to the PQ family. And as I said, Lime Lip went missing one day, so the PQ family was distraught. They were racked with worry, right? So what do? They don't have Paris Hilton money.
No.
They don't have her followers. So they post on Facebook.
Right.
And they ask for help. Ray of sunshine breaks through the clouds. And someone has found their dog, right? And they contact them. They say, hey, I picked him up off the street. Sends a photo on Facebook to them. Dog in the photo is definitely Lime Lip.
Okay.
How do we know it's Lime Lip? Because it looked like Lime Lip. And, you know, also.
He has the same tattoos.
He has all the same tattoos, same haircut. No, but it was a distinctive collar. They had a very distinctive collar. So, like, boom, that's it. Family reaches out to the person, like, yeah, that's totally Limey. When can we pick him up? And this is where the story goes sideways. Family calls and speaks with the person who they believed had their dog, and the initial phone call went kind of well, and then the lady who had the dog said, oh, this dog's really cute. It's going to be really hard to give up, right?
Oh, no.
Yeah, big red flag. So big you could see it from space, right? Family finds more proof that Lime Lip is their dog. They send over registration papers. They're like, no, this is our dog, right?
Yeah.
But the woman, she's decided the dog is, you know, so cute that she's pretty much decided to keep it for herself. She writes back, oh, I'm not sure it's your dog. Doesn't really look like her.
No.
She's now claiming that the photos are not the photos. So what does the family do? They got terrible news. They're dealing with an actual factual dog napper.
Yeah.
A Cruella de Vil in real life. So the PAQ family, they say, Lime Lip, this is a member of our family. You know, like, we wouldn't let someone just grab grandma because she was cute. So we got to go back and get Lime Lip. So what do they do? Well, they get the police involved, and they turn this into an alleged theft. In the meantime, they hire a pet detective. This woman...
What? No, you just go to her house. Do they know where she lives?
No, that's unfortunate.
Because I'm like, I go zero dark 30 on that. I just kick in the front door.
Mm-mm. Wave in the 4-4.
Yeah, no, no. There's just no way I let that happen. Okay, so...
Please, Elizabeth, don't hit me no more.
They don't know where she is.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, okay, okay.
So, Kiralee Cole, veteran pet detective, she told the local press that she had leads on where the dog might be. Cole reported, police have all that information. The police have been in contact with the alleged perpetrators. So she starts putting on pressure on them. And she, like, I like to imagine that she was like all business, like one of those like cops on the old TV show Dragnet. Just the facts, ma'am. So for the Piaku family, their pet detective becomes a lifeline, right? The pet detective is a... we all know the Jim Carrey role, the Ace Ventura.
Yeah,
this is like a real life pet detective. So it's not just some bumbling idiot coming in going, it was, you know, it was the kicker. It was like, this is like now a big business.
Yeah.
And this lady is like a hard bitten veteran. And she manages to get the dog back for the people with the police help.
Oh, with the police help. Yeah. I would have taken him off the books.
She didn't. Yeah. She didn't go out there and like kick in the door like you would and go grab it. She's like, hey, officers, it's Roy here. Knock on the door and let's get out that lad.
Well, I guess because the police in Australia would actually do it. If I called the cops here on something like that, they wouldn't.
No, they wouldn't even answer.
They wouldn't answer the phone.
Just,
that's
the phone
why
would just keep ringing.
I'm
going
to get a job here to as like a pet detective enforcer.
That's a good call. Speaking of pet detective enforcers,
mm-hmm.
do you remember Lady Gaga's pet napping?
Oh, I do remember that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Her dog walker, dude's name was Ryan Fisher.
Yeah.
He's out in L.A. He's in some nice-ass neighborhood walking her three French bulldogs. Names are Asia, Koji, and Gustav.
Oh.
Right? So the car pulls up. Two young men get out. They are brandishing weapons. One's got a 40-cal handgun.
Oh,
that's a big boy gun. And with guns in hand, the dog nappers demand that the dog walker hand over the star's fur babies. Lady Gaga's dog walker, he bravely resisted.
Oh, yeah.
He stood up to them.
Yeah.
He's like, 40 cal be damned, son.
That's right.
Because according to the dog walker's code of honor, I'm not sure if you know this, Elizabeth, they are obliged to give their lives for the dogs they walk. Yeah. No, that's not true.
Thank you for your service. Yes, it is.
But this dude, Fisher, he's down. He doesn't care. He steps up, gun in hand, I don't care. And he's like, I'm going to fight for the dogs. And so what did the gunmen do? They shoot him.
Yeah.
They just shoot him right in the...
Yeah.
Yeah. So dude's like surprised he's getting shot. I'm sorry, I shouldn't laugh. But he's like sitting there like, I'm a dog walker. What the hell? I thought that was like, what are we doing here? And so he goes down to the ground. They grab the two of the three French bulldogs, right?
Oh, I didn't know they only got two out of three.
Yeah, they only got two out of three. He imagined one
either... The survivor's guilt of the third.
Poor Asia. So the dog, not the continent.
Yeah.
So these dogs are worth a pretty penny on the open market, I found out. I didn't realize. I'm like, who's buying these? Is it because it's Lady Gaga's dogs? Turns out it doesn't even matter if it's Lady Gaga's dogs.
No, they're like 10 Gs, right?
Yes.
That happens all over the place
I know, but I didn't realize the amount they were going for.
Yeah.
I was like, man, I'm going to get into dog napping. I'm kidding. I'm not going to get into dog napping. Anyway, so Lady Gaga's dog walker, he gets shot midday. He goes down on the street. He's bleeding out. No, not really, but he's...
Oh, God. So, I was like 1%.
I know you worry about these things, so I'll just tell you right now, he's fine.
Okay.
He ends up being fine. He didn't even lose any body parts. Right.
Okay.
So meanwhile, the dog walkers, or sorry, dog nappers rather, they drive off with two of the three French bulldogs, right? So as Fisher is there lying, Asia, the other dog, comes back, and I will quote from his Instagram post, because everybody just posts on Instagram.
We don't have real news anymore.
That's where the news is made.
No,
so as I quote, 4 days ago, while a car sped away and blood poured from my gunshot wound, an angel trotted over and laid next to me. My panic screams calmed as I looked at her, even though it registered that the blood pooling around her tiny body was my own. I cradled Asia as best I could, thanked her for all the incredible adventures we'd been on together, apologized that I couldn't defend her brothers, and then resolved that I would still try to save them and myself. I knew you would love that.
Oh, I do love that.
So that's what I said.
He's a little angel.
Yeah.
That's true. I mean, that happens where dogs can protect people in those situations.
Apparently
keep going.
Did, yeah. So as the dog walker lay in his hospital bed recovering, Lady Gaga took to the Instagram airwaves and said, I'm offering a reward for my stolen dogs. And she said, quote, my beloved dogs, Koji and Gustav, were taken in Hollywood 2 nights ago. My heart is sick, and I'm praying my family will be whole again with an act of kindness. I will pay $500,000 for their safe return.
Shazam.
Email kojiandgustav@gmail.com to contact us. Or if you bought or found them unknowingly, the reward is the same. I continue to love you, Ryan Fisher. You risk your life to fight for our family. You're forever a hero.
I love this. I love it. I love her. And I also have a new email address.
I'm just giving you all sorts of gifts today, right? So within days, an anonymous woman walked into the LAPD on a Friday night and says, oh, here's Lady Gaga's dogs. She gets her dogs back. Yeah.
Nice.
Now, as for the perps, there was a 5-person crew of dog-snatching teens. They were all caught and arrested. One of the dog nappers was a 19-year-old named James Jackson. Old Jimmy was arrested and then quickly released by police by mistake. After that, the U.S. Marshals had to offer a reward. They went out
and they're kidding.
Like, we will give 1/10 of what Lady Gaga had offered. So,
well, yeah, I mean, you figure
it's 1/100.
He stole, you know, $20,000 worth of goods.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. No, so the U.S. Marshals ponied up $5,000 for information on those $20,000 in goods.
Oh,
it worked, though. Jackson was later apprehended. He faced justice for the dog-snatching crimes.
Wow.
Lady Gaga, as I said, got her fur babies back, returned safely to her unharmed. The dog walker... nothing bad happened to them, you know, and they also wrote on Instagram how they were really looking forward to seeing the dogs again and them excitedly peeing on them.
Yeah,
so,
there you go.
Yeah,
that's all you want.
There you go. The
dog peeing on you.
Excited dog pee makes you know the world's right.
That's right.
So Lady Gaga, surprisingly, did not hire a pet detective. Yeah.
No, she
personally
didn't need it.
If I had Lady Gaga money, I'd been on 1-800 pet detective that night.
Lady Gaga has special powers. She didn't need a pet detective.
Also, she knows Tony Benedetti. So
that
she's like, hey, Tony, who can we get on this?
True. Well, and she knows Beyonce.
Yeah. And for those
and
who don't know, Tony
power.
Benedetti is Tony Bennett.
That's
know,
right.
But, you know, hey.
But hey.
And, you know, between Tony Benedetti and Beyonce, you pretty much got everything covered.
Yeah.
It's like between God and the devil. You got it all.
You're on lock. Like.
So, now, we talked about pet detectives, but pet psychics. What are your thoughts? You into them?
Are you talking about people who are psychics who talk to pets
yes.
or pets who are psychic?
Ooh, I like the latter. Of course you would think of that.
Of course I would.
There's the dog who's psychic, and I listen to the
well,
dog.
Well, I mean, there was a dog recently, a corgi apparently, that was like predicting... That was more through chance, like the basketball.
Oh, yeah.
Playoffs.
They always have, like, there's an octopus who predicts the World Cup.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of animals who know sports, apparently. Or,
apparently.
You know. But, yeah, as far as pet psychics, would you believe someone who said, I can talk to your dog, and even though I can't see them and I've never met them?
No. I don't believe in that.
Now, pet detectives, unlike pet psychics, surprisingly effective.
Yeah.
Like, I was reading about my girl Barbara Fry, 90% success rate.
Really?
90%.
She's
that's
clearing
like,
cases.
Dude, I'm telling you, she's like murder police. And that's why she has the nickname, Bring 'em Back Babs.
What?
I kid you not. Bring 'em Back Babs.
Bring 'em Back Babs.
Veteran pet detective.
Is that like her license plate frame has it on
Oh
there?
My God, that'd be amazing. I hope it is. Babs, if you're listening,
I'll
we got ideas for you.
I'll send her one.
She's available 24/7, 365. She takes about 6 to 12 calls a week asking for her to find missing pets, and she's never charged anyone to find a missing pet. And she says she never will.
Well, how does she, is she a trust fund kid? What, how does this work?
Oh, well, if you want to know.
How does she live?
She's a realtor in San Diego.
Oh, okay. So this is a side gig.
Yeah, it's a side, but when you're a realtor in San Diego, you're basically working on like Thursdays and Saturdays and Sundays. I mean, and then you go into Monday to see what houses are being
she
listed.
She makes her own hours. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's a healthy real estate market. So
yeah,
if you
is.
Sell a couple
yeah,
houses, you got months of time. You
true.
Know?
That's very true.
So bring them back, Babs.
So she's a pro bono pet
yeah,
detective.
She does that so she can pay for her pet detectivery.
Yeah.
I'm making
like
up words
it.
Over here.
I like it.
The tireless pet detective, located, as I said, San Diego, she works coast to coast. So, you know, she'll travel and she works a case for not just days, weeks if she have to. She's slept in her car for days while she's on the hunt for a missing animal. Like, she's your girl, man. I'm telling
okay.
you. Bring her back, Babs. She discovered she had a gift when her own pet went missing. She had a dog named Prada. And Prada. She'd only had her for 12 hours, right? And then he ran away from home. She freaks out. She's
like,
distraught.
I don't want to be named Prada. I'm out of here.
He's like, what kind of BS house am I in? So she contacts
so
her friend. And the friend's like, okay, I've got some advice for you. And tells her how to find the missing dog. A week passes, no luck. But then she starts listening to what her friend is saying and using the techniques. And boom, she finds her missing dog. It's a miracle to her. She's like, well, I'm pretty good at this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to call this a calling.
Nice.
And so she decides, I'm now a pet detective. You know, fast forward a few years, she becomes a veteran. Now she's got all sorts of veteran tricks. And she will tell you, you know, the best way to find a dog, Elizabeth?
No, what's that?
Chicken.
Oh, well, yep. yeah.
Also, dirty bed sheets.
Oh, like with the owner's smell on them?
Yeah. She prefers rotisserie chicken and old socks.
That's like, is she a golden retriever?
Exactly.
Like, she prefers rotisserie chicken.
So apparently, the rotisserie chicken is a scent that most dogs just cannot
resist. Oh, yeah. They go nuts.
Yeah. So better than fried chicken, yep. better than roast chicken, rotisserie chicken
because
of
the
oils. Yeah. There you go. Yep. So she also likes pet owner's soiled socks for a lot of the same reasons. The jubbly.
The jubbly. the funk.
Dirty underwear, used sheets, anything with some good, strong aroma.
Yeah.
That's what she says. So bring it back, Babs says, you have to think like a dog and understand their behavior. When dogs leave home, they operate on instinct. Often they are afraid. The goal is to lure them back to you, thus the chicken.
Yeah.
Now, as a veteran detective, she also has advice that's sometimes hard to hear. Now, like one, when your pet goes missing, don't go looking for it.
You don't know what you'll find.
Well, not just that. No, but that's a really good point. Here in California, definitely. But for places that don't have such a hungry coyote population.
Or speeding cars.
The cars, exactly. That's in the South for sure.
Yeah.
Now, the reason she says is not to look for the animal immediately is because, it's not like she's like, hey, play hard to get with your pooch.
No, she's
not saying, like, nag your pet. But the idea is that, not also, like, make your dog feel like it's missing you. And it's none of that. You don't want to spread your scent all over. It confuses the animal.
Well, and I think most animals have the instinct to go home.
Yes.
Like, they may decide to go out gallivanting, and then they realize I got a little far, and then they're going to try and make their way home, hopefully, first instinct. Yeah.
That's what she says. Basically, stay put, leave the lights on in your house, open the doors. Also, don't go calling your dog.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She says, don't go screaming because your voice probably will be emotional and the dog will panic thinking that something's wrong with you. And then sometimes then they can run into traffic trying to get to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then so they, bring it back. Babs put it, quote, and it's in the bush going, oh, my God, mom's here, too. I better stay right here because I have no idea what's out there. But then she gets scared. I better be really frightened. Right. So then the dog panics because you're panicked. Right.
Yeah.
Now, just like with missing persons, bring it back, Babs. She recommends creating a network. Use posters, social media, spread the word. She also has her Bring Them Back Babs Missing Dog Top 10.
Does she say that the first 48 hours are essential
first
in the
24.
Investigation?
When you're looking for a pet, you cut it in half, Elizabeth. No, she says basically, as I said, one, leave your door open. Often a dog is smart and returns home only to find the door locked.
Mm.
Number two, back to the chicken, old socks and bed sheets. Use smell to lure the animal home.
Would you just set it out in the front yard or something?
Oh, yeah, pretty much. Also, you can put it in a humane trap if you can create some kind of trap that the dog uses, like a crate, maybe with like a kickover stick or something.
Yeah.
You know, like their crate, not like, but anyway. Don't walk around looking for your dog. I said, don't even drive around, she says. They can spread your scent, be confusing. Don't call for your dog. Don't offer a reward, the Paris Hilton model.
Right.
Because she says it rewards and incentivizes pet theft.
Mm.
So if maybe not for you, but for down the road.
Okay.
Also, don't try to catch a dog if you're the one who sees it and it's not your dog. Instead, report it missing. This is because you may scare the dog once again. Scared into traffic or
so
forth.
Right.
According to Bring Them Back Babs, and I quote, reporting is crucial because those are the leads that get people back to their dogs or people like me. The leads that I need to help an owner do the right things.
Aww.
Yeah. And of course, you would say that. It's like Elon Musk going, you need to not work from home. I sell cars. You need to not work from home. Anyway, but I'm just saying, because she's incentivized. But I still say, Elizabeth, if you ever want a second career, Bring Them Back Babs is pretty much living your best life.
It sounds like
because
it.
Because I thought you should know, not only is she selling real estate in San Diego and out dog detecting, but she has a 10-acre ranch where she and her husband keep 8 goats, 10 horses, a slew of rescue cats and dogs, and she runs a licensed rescue kennel.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
Special Investigator Dutton, your future is calling.
That sounds amazing. But I'll tell you, I think I'm a little too fragile to do the, like, pet detecting.
Oh, you think?
I would be upset if something happened to the dog.
I don't know. I think your gallows humor would carry you through. No, I mean, for real. I think you could manage. I think it would be hard on you, but I think the rewards of finding the
pets
would balance out all the times you did not.
True.
Okay, let's take a little break, and we will come back, and I'll have some more stories of pet detectivery.
I can't wait.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
And we're back, Elizabeth.
Zarin.
All right.
Hey.
So.
Hey, Chief.
You ready for some more blessed family reunions?
You know it.
I've got a couple more pet detective cases for you.
Okay.
So start off, let's go right back to bringing back Babs.
Yeah.
Okay, because when she's on the case, I'm happy to tell you, she's going to get joyous family reunions.
Hooray.
Okay. So let's take the case of the missing doctor.
The case?
Yeah.
Of the missing doctor.
Yeah, it's like a Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah. Okay. Or like, you know, Hardy Boys.
Oh, yeah, them too. Mm-hmm. I preferred Nancy Drew. The Hardy Boys are kind of sus.
Yeah.
They're just weird. They're straight edge. I was just like, these guys.
I never read it, but I liked Nancy Drew.
Nancy Drew had some fire to her. I liked her.
That, yeah.
Anyway, I like anyone who's like got a little moxie. Anyway, I'm sidetracking. So, the case of the missing doctor.
Yes.
Now, keep in mind, doctor was a dog.
Oh.
So, a mixed breed. He was the fur baby of Darlene and Paul Horn. The married couple, they were from SoCal, and they had been packing for a trip to Alaska. They took their beloved dog to their pet sitter. 20 minutes later, back home, they get a call. Dog is missing.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. 45-year-old Darlene Horn told the Today Show, quote, as a childless couple, we consider doctor pretty much our family. So she's distraught, right?
Yeah.
They've lost their child.
Yeah.
So the couple, they cancel their Alaska trip. They call veteran pet detective Bab. Bring them back alive, Bab Fry. So she gets right to work. Over the phone, Bab tells the Horns, quote, you two need to split up. One go wait at the pet sitter's house in case doctor doubles back. The other should wait at your house with doors open, lights on. You know, it's her general technique,
yeah.
Right? They do as instructed. But nothing occurs. No doctor. Days pass. The Horns, they grew more and more worried. So bring him back Babs. He's on the case, though. So the Horns, they also had some luck on their side. And they also had one particular host of ridiculous crime. Elizabeth, I'd like you to close your eyes.
My eyes are closed.
And picture it. It's high noon, and you are in a dry riverbed in Southern California, 40 minutes east of San Diego, what the locals might call an arroyo. The midday heat doesn't bother you, since you are a butterfly. You are a dazzling monarch butterfly flitting your way across the bare republic-turned-U.S. state on your way south to a butterfly sanctuary at the Mexico border. At the moment, though, you watch two human beings just below you. They aren't aware of you. They are scrambling over the dirty rocks along the canyon riverbed. They look worried. An eagle screams in the distance. And then the humans do the same, only they kind of gently shout, Doctor! Doctor!
Mr. MD!
These words mean very little to you. You are a migratory butterfly. But the soft urgency of their words stay with you. So you flit about hoping to see what the whole deal is. You're pretty sure they won't find this doctor in the desert, but who knows? The humans look to be a married couple. They soft shout again across this empty river canyon, Doctor! Doctor! And you see that the husband is holding a whole rotisserie chicken. He waves his hands over the cooked bird, wafting the aroma into the air. The wife, she spreads out a blanket on the rocks. She calmly sits down, just like how their pet detective, Bring Him Back Babs, suggested to them. Babs also recommended they bring a whole rotisserie chicken, so not for them to eat, but for the husband. So they did that as well. The husband dutifully waving and wafting. She is also trying not to scream their dog's name, but they're worried. So they've been doing their best to kind of soft shout a few more times. Doctor! Doctor! You flit down in a light on a desert rose. You watch the married couple now seated on the blanket. The husband is still wafting chicken aroma, fast as he can, into the blue of midday, while the wife scans the middle distance. She reaches down and brings up a bell. She rings the bell, hoping to catch the ear of the missing dog. You hear the husband say, "Honey, it's been 88 hours. I'm just so worried about Doctor." The wife calmly replies, "Bring him back, Babs. Said, we can't panic. We have to be cool. We have the chicken. We're ringing the bell. Oh, look at that butterfly. Okay, just keep looking." You swell with pride at this pair of obvious appreciators of your striking orange color, the spread of your spots. You slowly open and spread your wings for them and everyone else to enjoy, and you spot movement in the brush. It's a very brush-raggled dog, a few pounds lighter. Looking very thirsty, he comes scrambling out of the dust arroyo. "It's Doctor!" The wife and husband both shout in unison. You take to the air, joyous and happy for this family reunion, as you flit back into the blue yonder above, on your way to the butterfly sanctuary. You hear the wife on the phone with their pet detective. You can't hear Bring Him Back Barb's side of the call, but you do hear the wife say, "No charge, are you sure?" There's a pause, and then she says, "Yes, of course. We will pay it forward. Thank you so much. You are the best pet detective in the world." And there you go, Elizabeth. On to Mexico.
That was beautiful. I'm glad I got to witness that.
See, I gave you another happy ending.
You did. Now, refresh my memory. What kind of dog is Doctor?
I never said.
Oh, yeah. I thought maybe I wasn't paying attention.
No, I just let you picture it. You can do any way you want. He's a very distinguished dog. He's been to med school. And
this is the problem. When people tell me they have a dog, I'm always like, what's the dog's name? Okay, what kind of dog is it?
You want to know more? You do walk away from people knowing more about their pets than them.
I do.
I like that about you.
Everyone should carry baseball cards with their dog.
Just all the stats and everything
and
on
then,
the back.
Yeah, and be like, oh, here, let me give you my dog's card. And you're like, okay,
dog
cool.
Bats left, throws right.
And then I have a big, binder at home. I flip through all those
your dogs you've met.
Yeah, and that's when I met this one. I met Squirrel. I met Sasquatch 4 days ago.
I love when you power nerd out on animals.
Well, I have to keep that inside, and then sometimes it
just
sneaks
out. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, I got another tale of pet detectivery for you.
Does it have a happy ending?
Maybe.
I only do happy endings right now.
Okay.
Well, this world is horrible. We can only do happy endings.
I came to you with this in mind, all right?
Thank you.
So this next one comes to us from Texas, but I warn you, it's not a Texas story like you imagine.
Okay.
A Russian Blue was missing.
Oh.
A Russian Blue is a cat, by the way.
Yeah, it's a kitty cat.
The Russian Blue had been missing for a week. On day 5, the next door post and the Facebook post had led to nothing. The pet owner started researching pet detectives. They found Bonnie McCreary Hale of Grapevine, Texas. She is a licensed special investigator. Her specialty? Lost pets. She operates out of the Dallas-Fort Worth metropolitan area. Now, her work associates are all dogs. She has specially trained search and rescue dogs.
Oh.
She works in Louisiana, Oklahoma, Arkansas, all across Texas. The first thing that she asks when she gets a call is, "How long has your fur baby been missing?" Once again, I added the fur part.
Oh, I'd be like, "Ma'am, I don't use that term."
No, she doesn't call them fur babies.
I regret coming up with skin mommy.
I know.
And flesh daddy.
I love throwing it at you.
I know. It's like I created a monster.
Uh-huh. So if the pet owner, when they call her, they say that the pet's been missing for more than 2 weeks, she won't take the case.
Oh.
That's the 48 hours thing you're talking about.
Yeah.
There's a farther one out, which is like, look, we ain't looking.
Yeah.
So,
especially cats.
Yeah. So when she got the call about the Russian Blue, they were still inside that 2 week window.
Okay.
So McCreary Hale, she gets to work, and she did an Elizabeth Dutton. She pulled up Google Street View.
Yes.
She took a satellite tour of the area, investigated what the predator profile of the area was.
Oh my God. I love it.
While she's driving to Austin, she told the pet owner to have their neighbors take their dogs out and sniff around their sheds around their houses. They did as instructed. No Russian Blue, right? Then a text comes in. Is this your cat? Boom. Another job well done. Scratch one up for the pet detectives.
Yeah.
McCreary Hale had all the training she needed to be excellent because she had trained with someone named Kat Albrecht, who was a former cop who turned into the founder of Missing Animal Response Network and the National Center for Missing Pets. Albrecht has been training a generation of pet detectives.
Uh-huh.
So Albrecht relies on trained bloodhounds and a classic detective, deer stalker coat and a Sherlock Holmes hat. She's out there with the bloodhounds.
She
right?
dresses like that?
No. Is how I imagined it. Sorry. I didn't
All right, let's imagine
falsely
it.
Hype you. Yeah. But starting in 1997, she's been working as a pet investigator, not a pet detective. She's out there like a PI.
Yeah.
So she also, by the way, was in law enforcement for years prior.
Mm-hmm.
And she brings her law enforcement background, her dedicated detective qualities, and she's, a very good detective for police in terms of her police work for pets,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
But she's also like the Batman of pet detectives because I know this sounds like, oh, she operates at night and beats up like people in the shadows. No, no. What I mean is she brings like a Batman utility belt to her job. She's got like all this high tech gear, infrared cameras, listening devices, search cameras. Like I bet she's got some of them dog finding drones. Like,
oh, I bet. Right? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
She's all about that, right? She's the person who everybody in the pet detective world, they credit her with pioneering the use of, quote, search probability theory, as well as, quote, deductive reasoning for missing cats and feline behavioral profiling.
Feline behavioral profiling
is a, quote, a system of predicting patterns of feline behavior similar to how the FBI profiles criminal behavior.
So do they interview pets who've gone missing or cats who've gone missing? So tell me about your experience.
Yeah. Tell me
We're
about
gonna
your
add
mother.
It to the database.
Tell me about your mother and about your father. Okay. Did you ever torture pets when you were a kid?
Did you torture your siblings?
Did you torture other cats? So basically, this Joe Mantegna FBI profiler for missing cats, she's the person who's credited also for creating, quote, cat detection dogs, which I just love that as a term, cat detection dogs. I think all dogs are cat detection dogs. But anyway, it's like a cadaver dog, but for living cats, right? So cat
it's
detection
like
dogs.
A chicken rotisserie dog.
Exactly. Exactly. The cat detection dogs are the search dogs, but then there are also trailing dogs. And these are the ones who specialize in following missing dogs. So they're more like the bloodhounds.
Yeah.
So bloodhounds aren't cat detectors. They're more like trailing dog detectors.
Yeah, I think that's fascinating, all that search and rescue type.
Oh, she once used DNA to solve one of her cases from just a single cat whisker.
What?
Yeah, totally. She's also identified a type of evidence that she has dubbed high probability evidence.
Okay.
And she describes that as, quote, cat fibers on objects that often indicate where a lost cat is likely to be found.
So when she goes,
thanks, Sherlock.
It feels like Encyclopedia Brown.
Totally.
Like she goes to someone's house and they have like white cat fur on their sweatshirt. And she's like, have you seen Fluffy? No, I haven't. Do you own a cat?
Yes.
No, I don't.
Is that an Angora sweater?
Well, you've got fur all over his sweater. Busted.
Boom. Encyclopedia Brown solves another one. Great. We would be a great pet detective, by the way.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
I learned a lot as a young detective in training.
Same.
Encyclopedia Brown.
Same.
On it, man.
Uh-huh.
That was, okay, we're going to be real about it. That was my favorite kid detective.
Totally.
I won't even lie. Anyway, Albrecht, right? She's trained a whole generation of pet detectives. And the thing that she brought to it is she recognizes that we're basically dealing with a unique crisis. This is akin to a missing child for these people.
Yeah,
so she's been very keen to make sure that all pet detectives, they know that these skin mommies and flesh daddies don't spiral out when their baby is missing.
Yeah, yeah.
So in case you were wondering, do pet detectives have specialties? Yes and no, Elizabeth.
Oh, okay.
Some do, others don't. But there are ones who are better at, say, finding cats or better at finding dogs, right?
Yeah.
And so McCreary-Hale, better at finding cats, they say, quote, we find so many more cats than we do dogs.
Mm.
The reason why, quote, McCreary-Hale says, cats are ever so much easier to find and quite predictable in some of their behaviors. The main thing is they're there to find.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So, which is weird that cats don't get picked up by other animals as often as dogs do.
Oh, I don't know.
That's from what she's describing.
Yeah.
I'm not the pet detective, Elizabeth.
Cats are more inclined to slip out and hide.
That's exactly what she said.
Oh,
good
see?
Call.
There
yes. She said that it's easier to find because a missing dog roams and cats hide.
Yeah.
You called it.
Just check under the porch.
Look at you. Now, she also says the reason why she does it is the thing we were talking about earlier. I don't know anywhere else to get that. And what that is the feeling of, quote, I just can't find one other place in this world to observe or to be a part of or to help bring about that kind of joy.
Yeah.
So when she is able to reunite a pet, the 90% makes up for the 10%.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
And then the other 10%, she shows up on their doorstep with like a telegram and a folded flag.
Wearing a U.S. Army costume.
Yes.
Costume.
They're like, why are
not
you,
a uniform.
No, a costume. Why are you dressed like that? Because we don't do stolen valor around these parties.
It's all the party rental had.
Why are you dressed like that? Ma'am, I have bad news.
Now, you may be wondering, Zarin, are there any men who are pet detectives? We've only been talking about women.
Are there any men?
I mean, are there any non-binaries who are pet detectives?
No,
because let's just say that women and non-binaries are way better than men at this, because that's all I pretty much was able to find.
Oh, really?
Although I did find one dude, but he was like, whatever. So we're not even going to discuss him.
He wasn't very good at what he did.
He's not even as fun as Ace Ventura, right?
Okay.
So what I do want to talk to you, though, is about what we haven't discussed yet, which is someone who specializes in cats.
Yeah.
Right? Because I don't want the cat owners to think that we're not concerned about their missing pets as well. So let's treat them all equally.
Although I got to say, like, yes. You know, I lurk on Nextdoor.
Uh-huh, yeah,
and it's like so full of missing pets. So I don't like to look actually that much anymore because it's upsetting
really?
To me. Yeah, I feel bad when people miss the.
Oh,
you know,
I understand that. I didn't realize that the numbers were
going
up.
Oh, yeah, it's crazy. And like, there's a lady who's been like posting for weeks now about mm-hmm. her dog that got out, and she reposts every day. Anyway, as much as I love animals and I'm tenderhearted, I do kind of like every time I see a missing cat, I just go RIP and like go to the.
See, this is what I'm talking about. This is the gallows humor.
Well, like,
this is what I mean. I think you could
most
be a pet
of the
detective.
Time, like,
RIP.
If your cat's been gone for like a week, you're not around anymore.
I'm telling you, you could do fine on the cat crime scene. All right. Well, last one I got for you is Kim Freeman, founder of Lost Cat Finder.
Mm-hmm.
She's known as, quote, the world's first full-time cat detective.
Full-time.
I thought that meant she was a cat who was a detective, but whatever. This
She's
is
all,
not
meow.
As exciting, but whatever. So,
meow, help me.
Yeah, exactly. Her tail is swatting around behind her. Anyway, if you can believe it, her partner, though, is a cat. And her partner is a detective cat. So I'm like, that's the cat detective.
Wait, and does her partner, like... convey what his thoughts are with like a speak and spell?
I don't know about that.
How do they communicate?
I assume he's got some kind of like body language.
Or like that dog on Up with the voice box thing.
That would be dope.
God, you know,
they're getting really
that.
Close with that. They've gotten really far with the dolphins and also with dogs. I keep hearing 2024 we'll have something. So
darn it.
Anyway, so cat's name was Henry or is Henry. Mm-hmm. It's a tuxedo cat.
Oh, phew, spoiler
yeah,
alert.
Sorry, tuxedo cat. And as Kim Freeman put it, quote, most cats don't want to be found by a dog, even a search and rescue dog. She's got a little attitude about
yeah.
this, right? Anyway, so but it makes sense based on everything I've learned from cartoons. Mm-hmm. So yes, dogs don't like cats don't like dogs.
True.
That's what I learned.
Well, I don't know. Always had
are you
cats...
telling me cartoons were wrong?
No, but I've just I've always had dogs and cats living in harmony.
No, yeah, when they grow up together. I'm saying, but strangers to each other.
Oh yeah, when you bring a new one in.
No, but I'm saying like on the street. Like,
you say,
when
hey,
they don't
this
know
is
each
how
other.
It works in this house.
Y'all get along. In this house, we respect.
I understand what you're saying.
Yes, well, Kim Freeman, the cat pet finder. She's an Atlanta-based pet sleuth, and her pet detective partner, who really is the cat detective, Henry, they've worked together now to locate numerous missing cats, and she claims that Henry is trained to follow the scent of cats who escape home. So she's got a cat who's following other cat scents.
A nosy cat.
Yes, a nosy cat. I thought you'd like this. And also, for instance, Henry has, quote, found a cat who jumped out of a car at a gas station. Yeah, like he's a baller detective.
Wow.
Now, if you're wondering how Detective Henry operates, he's not some wild cannon, turn in your badge and gun detective. No, Henry is like, you know, oh, you shot the mayor's wife again. Not him, right? Not Henry.
Is he a real cowboy?
This guy, he is a leash trained cat.
Oh.
Yeah, he's like a very German cat. He's following all his allowance and all of his orders.
He wears little boots.
Yeah, anyway, so he wears a camera so he can show Freeman what only a cat can see and where only a cat can go.
He's got like the what do they call it when the cops wear it?
What?
The camera.
A holster? Oh, the body cam?
Body cam.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you know.
The way you did your hand, I thought it was like a holster. I'm like, what?
Yeah. Like the body.
Yeah, hey. Now, I like to imagine Henry is like as a pet detective, like he smokes too much. He's always complaining about his ex-wife having to pay alimony. So she's like just tired of hearing it, having to always drive.
He's like Lenny Briscoe.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I want him to be like early 90s Law and Order.
Yes.
That's what I want from him.
That's what he is.
Now, if you're wondering, Freeman also has her top 10 cat detective commandments, but she's limited to 3. So there you go.
Okay.
Number one, a litter box is not inviting. So as Freeman says, quote, this action will attract wildlife and predators as well as territorial bully cats who may chase your cat farther away.
See, I've always been told you're supposed to put the litter box outside and lure them back home.
So that's what she says. Don't do that.
Wow. Okay.
Number two, don't go chasing after your cat. Instead, bring the treats and shake them like a moneymaker. I added that last part. So she said, if you call and shake the treats, your cat may move toward your voice, but not come out of hiding and may end up farther away from your home. So the treats can help.
Mm.
And three, and again, repeating number two for effect, do not chase your cat. So
you're supposed to chase it with an air horn.
Exactly.
Come back here.
And a water gun. And she's like, quote, you can't catch a cat. They are too fast. And even a three-legged cat can outrun you.
Very true.
I love that. Even a three-legged cat can outrun you. Ma'am, you don't even know me.
It just gets up on its hind too.
Where can I race this three-legged cat to prove you are wrong, ma'am. Anyway, Freeman warns that chasing them will make them feel like prey and they will run farther and faster. Instead, sit down and open a can of tuna. Just get comfortable, chill, hang out. I added this last part.
Rub it all over your back.
Yeah, just like rub the jubblies on you. Be at a familiar place like your door. So after she says... She's got a real tone. So,
standing there for 24 hours at your door.
And she goes back to your point. Once again, dogs roam, cats hide. So once again, don't look. And yeah, so it takes time and diligence. And I have one other happy note. Freeman, unlike most of the criminals we cover, was able to get a book deal without going to prison.
Yes.
Yes. She wrote, How to Find Your Lost Cat, Advice from a Cat Detective. I would only buy it if Henry wrote it.
Yeah.
But that's me.
Is it signed by Henry with a paw print?
I'd like to write that book, but have none of it be good advice.
I'd like to write that book and have none of it be about cats.
Yeah, it's all about whales.
It's not even about finding an animal.
It's just about like financing Canada.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it'd be like things like, my things would be like, talk wildly and loosely. Like go out there and talk game about your cat. See if he comes out to
outside,
fight.
Go outside dressed like a harlot.
Yeah, exactly. Put your fast ass out there. No, but anyway, if you want to find a cat like me, that would work. That and maybe some Gwendolyn Brooks poetry. I don't know. It's a brave, strange new world of pet detectives,
it
Elizabeth.
Is,
and there you
is.
Go. I hope you enjoyed your tour.
I did, very much so.
So what's our ridiculous takeaway?
Keep track of your pets.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I understand it happens, but, you know.
Mine is?
Fix your fence.
Chicken makes things better.
Dude,
and it'll bring your pets back.
There's nothing like a good rotisserie chicken.
Yeah. Well, thanks for listening. That's all I got for you.
Okay.
You can find us online at Ridiculous Crime on both Twitter and Instagram. That's the Twitter. That's the place with the bird. Instagram, that's the place with the pictures. Also, we've got a website that's really fun, and we've got new merch, so go check that out. The merch, by the way, is only there for a limited time, so enjoy those limited editions. RidiculousCrime.com. Also, you can hit us up with emails. That's Lady Gaga's dogs at... No, it's RidiculousCrime@gmail.com. Once again, thanks for listening, y'all. Ridiculous Crime is hosted by Elizabeth Dutton and Zarin Burnett. Produced and edited by our resident dog whisperer to the stars, Dave Kustin. Research is by Marissa, I'm an owl detective, Brown, and Andrea, I'm a dolphin PI, song Sharp and Tear. Our theme song is by Thomas the Wolf Psychic Lee and Travis the Parrot Shouter Dutton. Executive producers are Ben. On weekends, I do ASL for parrot shows. Bolin and Noel, I make little chill wagons for legless dogs. Brown.
Ridiculous Crime.
Say it one more time.
Ridiculous Crime.
Ridiculous Crime is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.